Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Father, tonight we want to thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We want to thank you for this church. We want to thank you for the opportunity to be alive, to experience these times and these moments. What a church you have blessed us with. What a direction, oh God, you have given to us. What a blessing that you've given us fathers and shepherds to lead us into glorious places and glorious times. Thank you for the great things that you have encouraged us to expect. From now until the end of our days, we will not cease to expect great things. Thank you for tonight. I pray you will help us, you will speak to us, you correct our minds as you invite us into that great place where you want all of your children to be. Thank you for the camp and thank you for everything that took place and thank you for everybody that came. I want to say, Lord, we are grateful that you visited us in such a wonderful way. It is only you who deserves all the glory and all the praise. We know there are greater things in store, even as your servant came to encourage us. And we will not allow the little frustrations and little depressions and little offenses and little things to keep us back from the greater things you have in store for us. Have mercy on us, O God, and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, please. Hallelujah. All right. Wow. I want to thank God for the just ended camp. Amen. It's like a dream, isn't it? It's like a dream. And it was real. It was real. And I hope that you enjoyed it. Amen. Amen. All right. Wow. All right. I hope you, all of us went. Thank you. You may be seated. I hope you were at a camp. If you're not at a camp, I don't know what you want. What else you want in life? You prefer Tuesday evening service to the camp. Okay. Wow. I hope that we are able to process some of these things well. Most of the time, there are things surrounding events that we don't get. You know, for example, I also caught up in many things that there are some of the messages that they even hear. Do you get it? That's why the recording is very important. So you can go back and say, I don't think I heard that one. I don't think I heard Bishop say that. I don't think, was I really, did he say that? Because you too, yeah, there were a lot of things you didn't hear. Because the moment and the man of God, and you get lost, even though you are paying attention, but you are lost in your mind, yeah. And you can miss a whole half an hour. So Messages are important. The messages are right. They are ready right after church. You can get the messages. All right? Yeah. I think there's a small fee attached to it, though. So, no problem. I like that. I like that. And the videos are also being worked on. So by Sunday, we'll make the videos available. Hallelujah. Yeah. So this time you see yourself. It's not like you're watching some people somewhere. You see Bishop and you see yourself. It's like this one, I was there. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Now, there are things that surround all these things, okay? But one of the things that you should remember is that it took our church for such an occasion to happen. It took something that was here already that we may probably not even esteem so much or may not really even regard so much. But it took this thing that has been here at BBCC Freeman Street for all these years. It took this spot, seven, whatever you want to call it, for such a great moment to happen. Yeah. And it should tell you that it takes some time, it takes some connection to really get to certain things. It took me, your pastor, to lead you into a place like this. Yeah, it's like that. It's like that. It's like that. It takes some connection. It takes some contact. It takes something to get to a greater place and to a better place. Yeah, you must recognize that. You must recognize that. Hallelujah. I don't know why you are standing. Please be seated. Yeah, it took something. Are you there? Yeah, so I'm saying this to say that you should not despise anything we do here. And God has really placed you in a great place. And greater things are coming. Are you there? Greater things are coming. All right? And the second thing is that whatever has happened, you should not lose it. Let it stay in your spirit, I tell you. Yeah, don't forget it. Let it always be like a dream. You know, don't let this moment, if it's 10 years. You see, some people remember when Queen Elizabeth came to Guyana. They still remember it. Those that are alive. You're not alive, so you don't know. I saw a small clip of it where she was in the train that took her on the East Coast. Yeah, I wasn't here, but I saw it. Yeah, train, Queen Elizabeth, in the train from somewhere Stabroek or somewhere to the East Coast. A nice, nice train. Yeah, Plaisance, right? Went to Plaisance. Yeah, it's on YouTube. You can call for it. Cry, you can look at it and see how the country was when you were not alive. Some people have not forgotten. I just recently saw somebody posted the big buses that used to run. Yeah, they put it. So many people don't know those big buses. Yeah, it's a season in life that you can't forget. It's because it is these things that we do, we forget, that makes us, you know, go offline and off track. Keep these things in your mind. Do you get it? And it will help you. I want to tell you that we are in such a great church. You are part of a great family. And it's so easy to take things for granted sometimes in certain moments. I mean, Bishop comes and you go. I mean, you it's a dream. It's like you wonder if it's him. Yeah. Yeah, well, it was him. Yeah. It was him. Yeah. It was him. It's fantastic. fantastic. You know, so I want to thank God for all of you. I think we did this together. I tell you, we did this together. Yeah. From all the fundraisers. Man. You really did your best. Dog was hot. All the dogs that were hot. I don't think you want to see hot dog again in your life. too much dogs. Too much dogs. Yeah, but it's really, really commendable, because without that, I tell you, we spent close or a little over $3 million at the camp. Yeah, that's the amount of money we give to the people for those times. Yeah. We are a very rich church, oh. Anywhere we go, people have money. People are blessed. I tell you. Have you seen $3 million before? You see, and you see, again, even the handling of the money, I even didn't handle the money. You get it? So it's even historical for those who even handle the money to say, hey, me, I'm counting $3 million. I mean, you can't forget these things, though. These are things, when you forget them, you become an animal. Yeah. You become a cow. Yeah. Bishop said cow. Hey, you become a cow. Yeah. You become a cow when you forget these things. What a cow. Is it meat or milk cow? Because there are different types of cows, isn't it? Uh-huh. So what? Dairy cows and things like that. Hallelujah. Yeah, no, I mean, I $3 million, you count it, isn't it? And then you handle, I mean, think about it. If it wasn't this place, 1 million, we never see some before. We only see it right in one, that, comma, 000, comma, 000. You're right. Count it. Handle it. Yeah? And I don't think they have had any amount of money like this from anybody for a long time. Yeah? Yeah? They were afraid. Yeah. 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 It's a lot of money. A lot of people. Yeah. Very powerful. Yeah. The bar. Oh, because people went there extra. Look at that. They should pay tithe to us. Amen. But I fully agree with Bishop. We should expect great things. Yeah, expect great things. Amen. All right, Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. You know, by the grace of God, we didn't also experience any real bad, you know, negative. Normally, there's 400 and something people go to a place, except some nice phone stories, but God has forgiven all of them. And then the Trinidadians were making comments about the young people. They felt that the young people were really behaved. They've not seen young people who are behaved like the young people we have. I said, wow, okay. Yeah, no, they were impressed about the young people. Yeah, so here we roll. Then we roll. You can ask Tiana Valadares, she'll tell you. You roll in this church. So you know that if your story comes up after the camp, so they understand that. And that keeps them, you know, keeps them, yeah. Oh, no. I mean, if your name was to come up after they come down, Joanne, did you know what Joanne did? You are sure that something will, you know. Hey, you are too sure. I think that helps us, isn't it? It helps us, and it's very, very powerful. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14. Remember, we're dealing with many are called this month. Okay? It's what we call Feeding 527. We're all studying this book. So if you don't have the book, please make sure you get your copy. Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. Many are called. All right? Many are called into great things. I like what Bishop spoke about Jonah. You get it? That Jonah's anointing is a rare anointing. You hardly find that anointing anywhere now. An anointing that changes a whole city. He preaches and one fool says, how many? It's even one person to talk to. It's not a simple thing. Yeah, some of us, we are even scared. We are afraid. We are shy. We don't dare to speak to somebody about Christ. And Jonah preaches and a whole city gets converted. It's a very rare anointing. And this is what God has called us into. Many are called. You see, Bishop is just a great example of ministry. You know, because one of the things that I believe we need a lot in this part of the world is how we can really take the call of God very seriously. Because he brought the prosperity scripture. You remember the prosperity scripture? Yeah. Were you alive, awake at that time? He says his prosperity scripture is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Seek ye first. Because, you see, we make other things so important than the calling of God. It's because we don't understand God. We don't understand the magnitude and the vastness, the greatness of what God is calling us into. In fact, in another environment, you see people rather rushing into the calling of God and saying, I'm going to start a church because I feel God wants me to start a church. Whereas in other places, even the idea of doing something for God in a church or doing something for God, working for God, it's a very strange idea. Very rare. It's like, no. I mean, what is this? So in one part of the world, you see people who appreciate the greatness and the glory in working for God so much that they even rush into it without, you know, preparation and without a lot of things. Because they know how great it is. But in some parts also, it's despised. It's dishonored. It's disrespected. That's what I'm saying, that even for Bishop to come around, it's a moment you shouldn't forget. As if only Guyana knew the person who walked into our country. If only Guyana knew. If only Guyana knew. And a lot of things happen that you may probably not be aware of. Yeah. Testimonies. Even while Bishop was preaching, people were being touched by the Lord. I tell you. You may not have heard scream, something that we normally are used to. But the word of God washes us. There are a lot of things that really left us because the word came washing us. We must accept this thing about the work of God with everything. You see, that's how come some people will die for this same church thing. Yeah. That's how people leave their countries to go to other countries for the same church thing. Because when they think about the privilege and the honor it is to be called and to be asked by God to become a servant, nothing else is important anymore. Nothing else is important anymore.
And when I say nothing else, I am talking about all the things that are so important to us that we are not able to leave behind. I mean, it's a shame that we grew up in an environment where pastors are mostly people who work in the secular world and do their pastoral work. It's a very fantastic thing. Few of the pastors that I know around are full-time ministers. Because it is like, you better do this part-time and keep your job, because your job is that which really keeps you. If only we will really understand the calling of God, God will take us to a great place. As a God will take us to a great place if we understand the call of God. Hallelujah. Five facts about the call of God. Number one, many are called. Many are called. Many are called. It's just that they camp again. That's the latest example we have. Many people were asked to come. Many people were asked to come. Many people were asked to come. And then they look at just a little amount of money. We're in chapter 2. Is it chapter 2? Yeah. Many are called. Jonathan, chapter 2. Many were invited. Yeah. It was even paid for. Yeah, they didn't come. That's what the call of God is like. Because on our records, the names we're even able to put together was 440 people we were able to put together that could have attended a camp from Guyana alone. And the attendance at the camp was 411. With almost 100 people coming from abroad. Almost 100. So we should easily have had 500 people at the camp. But 100 people, Apostle Joe was asking me that, were you able to organize service? Oh, it was about 90 to 100 people who we couldn't, you know, yeah, refused to come. Yeah. So that's how the call of God is like. Many are given the invitation, but only few people respond. But you must understand that God's mindset is not to just involve a few people. You see, the Bishop Daniel Mills type of ministry or person, God's plan is not to have only one person do it. You see, when we're talking about Bishop, we were thinking that Bishop is like, if you have a lion, and then you crossbreed a lion with a leopard. So the baby that comes out, if you want to call it a baby, is a cross between a lion and a leopard. And then you cross that cross again, let's say with a goat. So you end up having a product that is rare. Because Bishop is working with anointing from a few men of God. Apart from what he got from Kenneth Hagin, he has anointing from Ryan Bonke. He has something from Rick Joyner. He has something from Benny Hinn. He has something from Fred Price. And only God knows who else. Plus what he himself also brings on board. Yeah, that's the kind of person who's walking around. The songs that Lady Pastor Isaac sings, he writes them all. He's the one who writes them. He writes the songs. He said he can't sing, but he can write. So he writes it, and then she sings it. Yeah, all the things. Testimony, I love the Bishop is the one who wrote them. You ask me, what was the time you got to write these things? Pastor Randy was telling me, Reverend Randy said that he edited videos. Come and see him on a computer editing videos. Yeah. Yeah. He was telling me that. He said, I should get him a pen and paper. He would design the cathedral. He said, he would design something different for me. We are doing something different now. He said, he wants to design it for me to see. Yeah, he's a designer too. Architect. He said, no, this. He wants to show me that. So he's a very... But this is not... God doesn't want it only for Bishop Dag alone. Because like he said in the South African camp, if you heard him, mission South Africa, he said that if this country will even raise up 4 or 5 of Bishop Dagwood Mills in this country. Yeah, he was talking to you about Madiba, Mandela, Nelson Mandela, who has, you know, affected South Africa and all, the whole world. So if we were to have people like that also in the church world. Now, if we were to, even me, look, me a small boy around here. If I was to have 5 of you to affect Guyana so far, like the little that I've done, come on. God's mind is not to just have one person do so many things. But it's just because many people who are called do not respond. That's how the second line also comes into play. Few are chosen. Not because God likes to choose a few people. It's just that people don't get it. People don't understand. People refuse. You have been called by God. Like the keyboardist, Danny Boy. You call him Danny Boy. Do you know that Lady Pazahida was singing with one guy called Jerry? There's a light-skinned guy, Jerry. They were all in the same singing group. They came from the university. I don't know if you saw him with Jerry. Yeah. One day, Jerry said he wanted to go to America. Yeah. Some mother's sickness, something with the mother, something like, you know, he needed to go and be, you know, be on her side. Yeah. Yeah, he even done it. Jerry who trained him. Yeah. I see, there's a certain lack of understanding. That's why Bishop was talking. He said that he has spoken to many lay pastors like he spoke to me. And when we were in the car, I said, Bishop, you see, you made me believe in you. Yeah, I believed in the man. Because, I mean, I didn't get saved. Bishop is not the one who, I didn't get born again in Lighthouse. I got born again somewhere else. I was okay in the church I was in. I was a church secretary. Yeah, I don't go for a board meeting. I was a recorder. I write the minutes. I was doing Bible study. When we go Sunday morning, we do Bible study before we start church. You know, so you stand in front of the church, you do Bible study. I was one of the Bible study teachers. Yeah, one of the people who were in my Bible study has become a big pastor in Germany now. I said, but you were in my class when I used to teach Bible study. Yeah. And then once in a while, my pastor would say, you know what? I'll prepare. Next 2 weeks, you'll preach. And I'll prepare something. I don't even know what I used to preach. I don't remember what I used to say. And I was good. It was okay for me. It wasn't a problem at all. When we have a party, I was a DJ for the church. Yeah. Yeah, my big brother came from New York to visit me sometime. When he came with a small bag, but he brought his sound system. He brought his 2 big speakers, his preamp, his amp, and his laser disc player. It was a laser disc in those days. Yeah, big like that. He loads 5 discs at the same time. And he plays continuous music. He came. When I went to meet him at the airport, it wasn't the bag on the trolley. It was speakers, and on the trolley he was pushing. I said, what is this? He has brought his music set with him. Yeah. And when he left, it was with me because he came to be with me, so he was with me. And when he left, I was the one handling it. So when the church has programs, hey, I take the set and I was okay. Yeah. Until I met Bishop. And he said, "You want to start a church?" I I said, church? What do you mean by church? I got me church already. And that's how sometimes you should even, you see, your understanding of the many that are called should help you understand that sometimes you can be called even whilst you are part of a church to join another church. Yeah. If you look at John, really, John the beloved disciple, John was already somebody who had a heart for these things. John was a disciple of John the Baptist. They left John the Baptist to come and follow Jesus Christ. Yeah, Andrew too. Yeah. John wasn't bored. John wasn't angry. I didn't leave my church. I met a few people here who came from churches, isn't it? Many of you came from churches. Chevron, it's a resignation letter. Bethel Gospel, something, something. This woman here, when I greeted her out here, good morning, she didn't even mind me. Ask her. When you go to church, you say, yes, Bethel something. Is it, they say, Bethel? Bethel Gospel Hall, Camp Street, between church and Covenant. Yeah. She left right here. When I greet, she didn't mind me. A few Sundays later, I saw her at the back there where Sister Charlene also used to sit when she came at the back there. I said, what? Sunday night. I saw this. What? The lady? And slowly she has come. Now she has got here. I'm sure it's the time for her to also come on the stage. Yeah. So it happens. The call is such that you can even be called out from a church. Yeah. I was in a church. When I told the church board about it, they were not happy at all. They said, no. Our secretary can't go anywhere. Eh? Sister B. Yeah, I said, you can't go anywhere. Are you laughing? Challenge you pray for the wisdom of Daniel. Don't allow things to block your view in the name of Jesus. Actually, you tried, but I'm very proud of you. You did your best. Yeah. Yeah. So when I was invited to join Lighthouse, the church board wasn't happy about it. Not happy about it. No, you know, went for some meetings. Then my brother-in-law is the one who saved me. Because we were in a meeting some time ago with a pastor friend, and he prophesied over me. And he brought that prophecy out that day. He said, you know what? I think we should look at this carefully because I remember that was the end of the story. And so they did a send-off service for me. Hey, I was important in the church. It wasn't like I was unhappy in the church. Some of you were unhappy, that's why you move across. But sometimes it's the unhappiness also that pushes you away. Sometimes, yeah. But you see, the calling and all of that must take you up, not down. The switch, if there's ever going to be a switch, it should be a switch up. Yeah. Look at what Bishop came to teach us. I expect great things. How come you are going to expect something small? We must begin to see greatness. We must begin to see ourselves as great people. Yeah. Yeah, great things. See yourself. Don't see yourself as small anymore. Don't see yourself as somebody who cannot do things anymore. You must see yourself as somebody who is going to experience great things. I tell you. So they had a send-off service for me. They bought me a nice, strong concordance. I have it up to today. Big like that. Fat. Prayed for me in front of the church. I went to join Lighthouse. That started in my living room. So from a church hall to a living room church. It was a step of faith, I tell you. I didn't know that all of this was in it. I didn't know that all of you were in it. I just believed Bishop. I remember he used to tell me, you know. He said, Collins, you do well somewhere else. Hey, I'm in a white man's country. It's one of the things that we used to like. Your skin gets nice. See the freezing, right? You put nice cocoa butter on your skin feels nice. This sun and sweat. Anytime I go to Ghana, oh, please. If one day I went to Ghana for pastoral training. When I landed, I was picked up, it was a Tuesday evening. I was taken to church. When I went to church, there was service, Tuesday service at Collegona. I've come from abroad. Overseas. Where you don't sweat. No. There's no sweat. The temperature is not a sweating temperature. In fact, you have to even keep yourself warmer, rather. No. Handkerchief. What is handkerchief? Handkerchief for what? Handkerchief for dirty things, not for sweat. Yeah, rag. This rag. Some of us, we have towels in our pockets. Towel for what? You use towel to bath, rather. So I arrive. The moment you get out of the plane, the heat. And then you feel so sticky. I don't understand why some of you don't bath in the evenings. Yeah, you are very anointed, I tell you. Glory to God. After a hard day's work in this sunny weather, and you just sleep. Hey, your miracles and signs and wonders. Yeah. Yeah. I got out of the plane, sweating. And so you take off your jacket, you roll your sleeves, your shirts, your long sleeves. And they took me to church. A lot of people, the place hot. Jumping, people jumping and sweating. People, you know, odor and things. I said, oh, man. I mean, yeah, I'm coming from a place where you hardly smell things. Yeah, nice perfumes, you know. Ah. Washroom facilities excellent. You go to the washroom, water is not running. The smell that meets you. Man. Before and after. So I struggle through the service. Service is over. I'm sweaty. I feel so sticky. I'm not used to this kind of thing, you know. I came from abroad. Amsterdam. Huh? And then my wife was there. So, after church, I'm waiting for someone to say, okay, you know what? This is where you're going. So, after service, nobody minding me. So, I asked my wife, is that how these people behave here? I've traveled. I come from far. At least somewhere to go and even freshen up or something. I tell you, it wasn't a nice thing at all. Later, I heard a voice. You better shut up. And I kept quiet and I sat down somewhere very quiet. When everybody was gone, then Bishop Jake came to me. He said, hey, Pastor Collins, you're welcome. As if you had not seen me already. You're welcome. Wow. How's Amsterdam?
Amsterdam is fine.
It's fine. Wow. You're welcome. All right. It's cold. Okay. And then he checks me in and gives me my instructions. And he organized somebody to take me to Bishop's house. It was too something. I eat Bishop's food. I bath his water. The gentleman who washes bishop's clothes washes my clothes also. The one who irons bishop's shirt irons my shirt also. And somebody who has come from abroad, I think that I live abroad, I am giving money to move around and I'm giving a car to drive around. Or something else. So one bishop told me, you do better somewhere. I know who's talking to me. I know who's talking to me. This is not somebody who wants to destroy my life. And it's something you must see. Yeah. Because if you don't see that, you probably not walk into greatness. You think that, oh, maybe your pastor is preventing you from getting something nice. Is he jealous about me being here or what? What does he want to send me to? Yeah, it's a bad thought. But I believed him. So I was telling him in the car, Bishop, I think that what really happened to me, I really believed the words. Because you remember he said something that was a food that only himself and myself will eat. Yeah. As he gets to the airport, he said, Collins, is the place? Hey, Bishop, let's go. All the way from the airport. Go to the place. I won't tell you what it was. He didn't say it, so I also not saying. I get it. So that you get some extras. So at the airport. I mean, it's very hard for Bishop to sit down with you and eat with you. He doesn't do that. For Bishop to sit on the same table and eat with you, you must see yourself as someone who is very blessed and loved. I tell you. Oh, you shouldn't take things for granted though. Sit together like that, face to face. Oh, I miss those times. Because since then, that moment is gone. Where I'll be with him one on one. It's no more. Even when he came here, it's no one. In the car, there are people in the car. If you want to say anything, you have to say it right there with everybody there. When you come to my office and somebody says you don't want to say anything. Yes, if you don't say it, he's going. Can I meet you privately? What is private? Yeah. So many are called. Many, many. And he said, there's so many people he spoke to about the same thing. To leave Europe. To go to a poor country. That's how God calls you. Many of you are called to do something in the church. It amazes me why Pastor Isan still has to play keyboard in this church. It's amazing. The fact about the call of God is that many people are called to play the keyboard. Why should we have you less playing the drums all the time? And like, there are no human beings around here. Huh? Why should we have only Jacobs playing the bass guitar all the time? Jonathan! Like, we don't have people in the church. Many people are called. We should have a pool of workers, a pool of singers, a pool of instrumentalists, a pool of preachers. We should have a pool of people who believe in the calling of God Almighty into the ministry. I tell you. And it's these little steps you take that will take you to greater places. Yeah. I started in my living room. Next Sunday, I was alone. Bishop was there. Bishop was Bishop Dag and Bishop Saki. That Sunday, in my living room. And some well wishes. You know, when you have funeral, you have well wishes. Well wishes came. Bishop preached. After that Sunday, I was alone. In my living room for a church. Little steps. I've said it before. When I got saved, I was the one who used to go and open the door of the church. It was a classroom, if you know the church. It was a classroom. I used to go and open the classroom. And I ruined the chest when I got saved. That's what I used to do. Then I started playing the conga. We play, we dance and we play. Not this one, when you are playing, you are sitting like a statue. Because we are part of what is going on. We are not playing for somebody to dance. Play the conga. I became the MC. Then I migrated. And then it continued. Praise and worship leader. Bible study teacher. Like that. Little did I know. Little did I know, Jonathan. Yeah. That one day. I will be here in Guyana to meet all of you. Which is not coincidental, I tell you. It's in the plan. You get it? So many people are called. We want to send many people to Bible school. Yeah. So all the young guys from between 17, 18 to about 25, after church, come and see me right here in front. I'm sending all of you. You have to go to Bible school. Bishop said I should bring all of you to Ghana. Yeah. Even the ladies too. Some of you go and play the fool, but it's okay. We'll still send you. And some people go and they play fools. And somebody went to Ghana. 2 months later, has a beloved. Yeah. You go to Ghana. 2 months later, you have a beloved. When everybody's sleeping, you and some boy in the corner somewhere in the school. From Guyana. Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. You go to Ghana. 2 months later, you and some senior in a corner. Because they have lights off. We have something called lights out. 10 p.m., all the lights in the hostel is off. Then, this girl from the Guyana church leaves her room and is out there with a boy talking. Some of you, when you go, that's what you're going to do. But they will send you because when you throw seeds, some of them, they rot. They don't come up. So if you become the rotten one, it's okay. At least we sow seeds. Hey, you can't blame us that we didn't sow seeds. We sow seeds. I said, you were the bad seed that didn't come out. May you never be a bad seed in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. Our time is up. Hallelujah. Many are called. Yeah, that's a fact about the call of God. Never think that it's only one or two people who God wants to become something. No, it's not like that. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. Yeah. In the name of, I believe in God.
God our Father.
Believe in the Holy Ghost.
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Our God is three,
our
one.
God is three in one.
I believe in the resurrection. That we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in the Holy. I believe in the life eternal.
In the virgin birth.
I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church.
I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in God the Father.
I believe in Christ the Son. Yeah. I believe in the Holy Spirit.
My God is three and one.
God is three and one. I believe in the resurrection that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Father, tonight, thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for the season, oh God, that we are in. Even though physically the season is over, a lot spiritually, we still are living in that season. And we don't want that season to pass away. A season where you are inviting many people to expect great things. As we even do your work, I pray for everyone here tonight that none will miss the calling of God upon their lives. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, you are here tonight.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.